In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The first petition of the Lord's Prayer, Hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we, as the children of God, also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. You're probably familiar with the old saying, there's no atheists in foxholes. I don't know if it's perfectly true, but it makes a lot of sense. When death is staring you in the face, right in the eyes, it would be only natural to look for help in a higher power, a being greater than yourself, in order to deliver you. So it may very well be true that there are no atheists in foxholes, but there sure are plenty of unbelievers in them. For belief in a deity, even if that deity is all-powerful and all-knowing, called God, is in the end unbelief. If that all-powerful, all-knowing deity is anyone or anything but the only true God, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No doubt there have been countless non-atheists who have prayed in the name of a God from a foxhole in the heat of battle and still died and went to hell. Belief is not enough for salvation. Prayer is not enough for salvation. What matters is not that you believe, but rather the one in whom you believe. What matters is not that you pray, but rather the one to whom you pray. For there is only one name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is only one name that is truly holy in itself. And that is the name of the only true God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has revealed himself in his name to us in his holy word. Faith in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is faith that saves the sinner from death and hell. Prayer to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is prayer that is actually heard and answered. What matters is the name, for God's name is certainly holy in itself. God's name defines holiness. His name is holy by nature. In itself, God's name is perfect and righteous and eternal and blessed and right. And from the very beginning, it has been God's will to share his holy name with his creation. His holy name is not hallowed through isolation from what is common. God's name does not remain holy in itself so long as it is never spoken or taken upon the lips of sinners. Rather, the holiness of God's name is but magnified in the fact that God wills that we call upon his name in every trouble, pray, praise, and give him thanks. It is God's will that we do so. He commands us to pray to him, to use his name. But we must confess that we are not worthy to pray. We have not deserved the things for which we have asked. For we are not holy in ourselves. Since the fall of Adam, all of us who are naturally born have been born in sin. That is, without the fear of God, without having trust in God, but rather having the inclination to sin. In short, we have all been conceived and born without the holiness of God. And to make matters worse, that sin has rendered mankind ignorant and apathetic about all of this. This is why those who are of the world will call upon any name at every name in the hour of death except for that only name that is powerful to save. All the prayers, all the petitions offered to all the false gods and goddesses and idols of the world combined cannot save even in the slightest. For apart from the holy name of God, that name that alone is holy in itself, it's only corruption and death, eternal condemnation. The world doesn't know or care about the holy name of God. The world doesn't know or care that there is but one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The world does not know or care that eternal damnation is the fate of all those who reject the name of the one true God. But God cares. God was not content to let his holy creation slide into ignorance, profanity, and death and hell. Therefore, he sent his Son, his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, true man, and at the same time, God of God, light of light, very God of very God. And therefore, the man Jesus, he is holy in himself, and his name is holy in itself. In his high priestly prayer, which we heard this evening, which Jesus offered on the night of his betrayal, he testifies to the work he accomplished during his earthly ministry. He prayed, "I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. I made known to them your name." Jesus became man that he might make known God's name and its holiness to an ignorant and profane world. And he did so by teaching God's word truthfully and purely. He spoke with authority and openly to all who would hear, not only to his disciples, but to the crowds and even to his enemies. In his holy life of love and service, Jesus manifested God's holy name to the world. Not all received that name. Those who were of the world rejected that name, despised that name, blasphemed that name. But to those who did receive that name, he gave the power to become children of God. For those who have received Jesus' words, which he has been given by the Father, have come to know in truth that Jesus came from the Father and believe that God had sent him. This, Jesus says, this is eternal life. To know who the only true God is, the Holy Trinity, and to know that he and he alone has the power to save and wills to save. In faith, wrought by the Holy Spirit in their hearts, they obey the command of God. "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." In the same faith, they receive that very salvation of the Lord, just as he promised. God's name is the only name that is holy in itself. God's name is the only name that is powerful in itself to save. God's name is the only name that is true in itself. God's name is the only name that is able to make sinners holy also, to sanctify them in the truth, for the word of God is truth. Dear Christians, this is true for you also. You have been sanctified in that name. You have been sanctified in that truth. It began at your baptism, in which you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Wrapped up in the water, God's name purified you from your sin and marked you as his own dear child, an heir of his heavenly kingdom. But you have not only been sanctified in that name and washed in that name and claimed that name once in the beginning, but rather Jesus testifies that he keeps you in that name. This is what he promised to do in his prayer. "I will continue to make your name known, O God, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them." From the day of your baptism, every time you have heard the word of God as it is taught and read and preached, every time you received the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament of the altar, God's name has been there, sanctifying you, keeping you in the one true faith. Through the word of God taught in its truth and purity, you are justified. And as the forgiven children of God, leading holy lives according to it, God's name is kept holy among you too. This is why we begin our worship every Sunday and Monday night in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God's name sanctifies our worship, our words, our hymns, and our prayers. But not just on Sundays and Mondays, not just for that hour, hour and a half that we come together for worship, but indeed every day of our lives as Christians is sanctified by the holy name of God. And so the small catechism instructs us to begin and end each day with prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Every day as Christians is sanctified by the name of God. That holy name blesses us as we go out into the world to serve our neighbor in our various callings, and it blesses us again when we return back to our homes and lay down in our beds at the close of the day. Note, the Catechism also encourages us to make the sign of the Holy Cross when we begin and end in the name of the Holy Trinity, as a reminder that God's name has been given to us because the Father gave his Son to die on the cross for us, that we might be holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our lives. By Jesus' holy, precious blood, you have been purchased and won from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. You have been made a holy and righteous people of God. In Jesus alone, we come to know the name of the only true God. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is the gracious and merciful Lord, who is slow to anger, abounds in steadfast love toward you. Therefore, in faith, we call upon that name in every trouble, pray to him, praise him, and give him thanks. God's name is certainly holy in itself, but it does not remain holy because it is never used. Rather, his name is holy all the more when it is used by his holy people in a holy way that is according to his good and gracious will. God has given his name to you through Jesus for your use. So whenever you confess the name of God to others, whenever you call upon God in every need, whenever you thank God for every blessing you have received, God's name is being kept holy among you also. There truly is no other name in heaven or on earth that can save but God's holy name. That name is powerful to deliver you from every trial, from every tribulation, from all suffering, and even from death itself. For his name is the name that is above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.